This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, we're recording our show segments because it's just better to do our radio show that way when we're at special events like this one. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, where the room in which the conference is happening, according to our next guest, Patrick Bender from Liberty.menu, you just stopped in there. You said it's standing room only.
Yeah, it's a packed house.
Patrick, welcome back to Free Talk Live. And it's 10 in the morning here Eastern Time in Portsmouth, and it's already packed. And there's still, looks like, dozens of name tags on the registration table.
Yes.
So we may still have even more people showing up today. I would say this event is maxed out as far as its capacity here, which means that they're either going to have to rent another room or another hotel or a bigger venue.
They're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, so I mean, for year number one to have this level of a turnout at an event, I think is absolutely incredible. I'm pretty impressed with
I'm impressed as well
with what they've done here so far. People not just coming from New Hampshire, but from all around the United States so far. Haven't met any internet. Oh no, Toronto. There was a guy here from Toronto.
Yes.
So we've already got some international people here, which is great. Now, Patrick, you are the founder, the creator, the programmer over at Liberty.menu. You're relatively new to New Hampshire. You guys picked up and moved up here this summer?
June, yeah, back in June.
Right, so right around the time when Pork Fest, Somalia Fest, those fests.
Shire Fest, Schism Fest.
All of the fests. And you guys moved up, RV, you were in an RV, right?
Like, yes, we were in an RV until last month when we had to move out of the RV.
It gets cold.
And so I just winterized my RV and it's put away, and now we're in Manchester.
And you were just griping about Manchester a moment ago.
It's not the prettiest city. I'm looking to organize at least a trash cleanup on the few blocks around my house and around the West Manch area, because there's some trash on the ground. I want to get it up before the snow comes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of beautiful places in New Hampshire, so many different choices from which to stay. And you have this website, Liberty.menu. Let's talk about that for a moment here.
Sure.
It is not just a menu, it's a map, and it shows locations of liberty-friendly businesses.
That's the idea. You can always rate and review what's on there, so if you know something's not meeting your standards, give it a rating. But yeah, it's a directory, a web directory of liberty businesses, events, organizations, radio shows like this.
Now,
Free Talk Live's on there.
Now, this is something that people have tried in the past.
Uh-huh.
And it never, like, really took off, or at least not that I know of. I know there have been other attempts at something like this. What did what inspired you to try your hand at making a Liberty business directory?
I did not know that there was other people trying this when I first started. And
okay.
A number of them have reached out to me, but it's a complicated thing to do. Just building the basis for it, the software for it, a lot of them just kind of never got finished with their project and then let it die. So mine's live and active and out there, and there's dozens and dozens of listings.
And this does not appear to be something that you just sort of slapped up on WordPress.
Yeah, was this a plug-in for WordPress that you just configured, or did you actually get in there and code this thing?
It is highly configured WordPress. It is running on WordPress, and it is a very complicated WordPress series of plugins that had to be integrated together, a few customizations here and there, and a few custom plugins that did not exist before. Yeah, that I built for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it works well. Daryl, you and I have both gone in there and added multiple businesses. In fact,
the
bulk of them are in New Hampshire. Is that a coincidence, or is that the intention behind the site?
I mean, one of the things I'd like to see happen with the map is that people can see where things are happening in the Liberty movement.
Right.
And, of course, things are happening here in New Hampshire. I think even if people all over the world were filling it up, there'd still be more here in New Hampshire. I launched it here. I'm living here. I'm telling everyone, a lot of in-person people handing out flyers here in New Hampshire, so people are getting the word. Yeah, from me directly a lot.
And how's the feedback so far?
People like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people said I've been waiting for something like this to come around. So I welcome all your users to hop on. It's free. List your business if you have one. List someone else's. If you know a libertarian running a business, I went to a friend of mine took me to a place in L.A., And all over the wall, he's like, you're going to love this place. And all over the wall are all these Austrian economics quotes from various economists. And
In the business,
in a restaurant. And then a bunch of, like, anti-government quotes from various famous people. So I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to list this. I don't need the owner to do it. I'm going to do it. It's obvious that this guy is like-minded. And so I listed the business, and I reached out to the owner and said, hey, if you want to claim it, get on there. But yeah, so anyone can list. Yeah, there's a bit of a point system, so
yeah,
it's kind of gamified.
Yeah,
so you can get points for it, and kind of see a leaderboard. There's a leaderboard of who's in the lead.
Who's number one right now? Who's on the?
I am right
Patrick
now.
Patrick Bender, I've been number one. I'm number two. Yeah. Mari is number three.
My wife. Shout out to her. She's number
she's
two.
Not
she's active
here,
on there.
She
is not. She's not out here today, and she's jealous. She wants to be here.
Next year. I bet you there's going to be a next year.
Yes. If there is, she should come out.
So liberty.menu, it's available. It's working. It mm-hmm. works well. It's available now. So anybody anywhere in the world? Is it U.S. only or anywhere in the world?
It is not U.S. only. Okay. I tried to make it, like, less state. So you'll notice the map has no country names.
No borders.
No borders nice. Anywhere on it. Unfortunately, there's no real way to geocode things. That's getting the longitude and latitude of, like, say, an event without putting in an address. All the geocode systems need to say it's in the United States. So I could have totally avoided the state system, but not yet, at least.
You did your best. But it is limited to Earth.
Yeah,
it is limited to Earth right now.
Asgardia, which just launched a little mini satellite, can't list that because it's in orbit somewhere.
Yeah, it does have to be on planet Earth.
So so here we are. We're in November. You moved back in June, so we're not quite 6 months into your stay here in New Hampshire. Reflect. How's it been so far?
I mean, it's beautiful. I was living in an RV for the whole summer, I really liked it. I mean, we're out in the woods. It's the way to experience summer in New Hampshire. Now I'm in Manchester, still liking it. Manchester's cool. There are a lot more people.
Lots of libertarians
in New Hampshire, yeah. And having a good time. I'm thinking about maybe in the spring moving out maybe to this area, Portsmouth area.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously I like to stay mobile.
That's the same time everyone moves to Portsmouth, by the way. I understand it. The rent goes up during the summertime.
Yeah, I've heard that. In fact, I was looking at... I decided to be in Manchester, but I was looking at rentals along the water, and I know some people that ended up doing it, but I guess the rent goes down in the winter, and so you can get like these beachfront properties for what, they're really expensive in the summer, but in the winter, no one wants to live right on the ice water.
Right. So you like it? You like the people? You came from Mexico, I believe it was?
So right before we moved here, we were living in Nicaragua. Okay. Doing research there to open up a business, decided against that, but I'm from San Diego, and so I've lived there most of my life.
Right, and you guys toured all around, and then you finally made it all the way up to New Hampshire.
We did. We spent, when we sold our house and left San Diego, we decided that we wanted to be sure that New Hampshire, we weren't sold on moving to New Hampshire, pretty sold on the whole libertarian thing, but not New Hampshire, so we traveled around for about a year and a half, including Nicaragua and Central America and other countries and all throughout the Southwest and West, and came out to New Hampshire for a while and just decided this is the best place. Got all the pluses of everything. It's got the mountains, the forest, all the things I like.
But it's cold, Patrick. It's cold.
I'm not affected by cold, so I know some people are. And if you're, if you're a cold baby, maybe this isn't the place for you. But
I don't like the cold. I'll tell you that. I'm skinny. I don't have anything on my bones. I get cold if it's 70 degrees in my house. But I love being around freedom-loving people and a place that's more free.
Do you find that it's like you have to put on a lot of clothes? So I don't think it's that cold here. At least, I've been in here in the winter when it was, in the teens and whatnot, and that's about as cold as I've been, but it's,
well, the question
you're going
is,
from building to building, car to...
Right, how much time are you spending outside? If you've got to be outside for 3 hours shoveling snow,
totally.
You need a
now
lot
you're
of
cold. If you're working
layers.
Outside.
Layers. Yeah, the layers do help, no doubt about that. But, to me, I like the fact that it's cold here because it keeps the fair weather activists out, the people who aren't as committed, to some... And everybody's got their priorities. If your priority is staying warm, then enjoy the beach. You're not going to be free.
So Nicaragua is super warm, and we left there, one, because it's super warm, but also there's like with the tropical weather, with warmth comes all these other things. There's more diseases and parasites in those parts of the world.
Yeah,
more
mosquitoes.
Bugs. Here, yeah. There's almost no bugs.
There are mosquitoes in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I have been here a number of summers, and it's not anything compared to what you'll see in Central America.
I never see cockroaches up here.
I never see cockroaches. There's no parasites in the ground. Don't have to worry about those.
They exist.
Ticks.
They do.
You don't have to worry about ticks.
Yeah. Ticks are bad here.
Ticks
there's no doubt about that. So liberty.menu. Listeners, go check that out. I think you're going to like it. Patrick, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. Daryl and I will continue here in moments in Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We are at a very busy, very first ever Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. It's happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Sheraton Hotel. It's a one-day event this year. Who knows what it's going to look like next year, because this is a success. There's no doubt about it. This place is packed. It's getting hot in here. It's cold outside, but it is very hot inside here with all these people burning the place up. BlockchainNH.com is where you can go to learn more about the event. Daryl, you have yet to take the stage, but
correct.
Longtime friend of the show, supporter, listener, guest, Doug Scribner. Doug is here with us, and we've had you on so many times in the past. You're a longtime Bitcoiner. You've been at a bunch of the different conferences that we've attended. You were Ms. Porcupole, very first ever at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party way back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And people might also remember something that you were promoting a couple of years ago, Watch My Bit.
Oh, yeah.
Wound up having to cease operation because of the high fees.
Yes, hibernation. It can be revived, but we're waiting for something like the Lightning Network or where the payments...
I hear you're going to have to keep waiting for the Lightning Network.
Maybe. I heard that Lightning Network is creating its own coin, like Lightning Bitcoin or Bitcoin
Lightning.
Well,
remember, there are many Lightning Networks. Many companies are building Lightning Networks. So one of them will succeed, one of them might fail. So
the Watch My Bit was your last project that you were working on. We'll talk about what your current one is, but it was a way to, in theory, and it did work for a little while, monetize video content bypassing the advertiser model that YouTube uses and having the people who've created the content say, okay, I want to charge 10 cents for the viewer, or 10 cents worth of Bitcoin, for the viewer to come and watch this video, and then the viewer would pay with Bitcoin. This was back when Bitcoin fees were like less than a cent, and so nobody would have batted an eye at paying a cent to, you know, whatever. But now it's $2, $3, $5, $6, $7 to send a Bitcoin transaction, so that's
25 cents I spent last night.
Okay, well that's good to know.
I bought a Bitmug, and my fee was like $3.
You know, you're right. They have come down a little bit recently, but again, $3 is way higher than 3 cents. It killed the business model, the fees, killed not only your business model, but any other microtransaction-based business that had been created around Bitcoin. Another great example of that was the old Bitcoin vending machine, not the ones that vend Bitcoin, but the ones that actually had products in them.
Oh, you could buy candy bars Bitcoin.
At Porkfest, somebody had one where you could buy like bullets, you could buy candy bars, you could buy tampons, you could, you know, whatever it is.
Ounce of silver.
Yeah, whatever it is you might need on a campground. They were selling it for Bitcoin. And, again, you can't go and buy a bag of snack chips for 50 cents if it's going to be another dollar on top for a fee.
Right.
So, unfortunately, you put the site Watch My Bit into hibernation.
Right.
And I imagine your gears were already turning as to what is next. So what is next for Doug Scribner? What are you up to these days?
What's next? Well, I'm going to be doing more pole dancing. No, I'm just kidding. My next entrepreneurial thing, a couple of them, but the one that I'm launching today is talking about for the first time on your show. This is the first public mention of, you get the scoop,
this
guys.
This is an exclusive.
An exclusive. Vault Logic is the name of the new company.
Okay.
And Vault is in the name because we are a cash vaulting service, really.
Cash.
People think we're a Bitcoin company. We're a cash as a service company. We work with crypto. Crypto is the rails, how things move, how cash moves.
Okay.
But we're vaulting cash. It's cash as a service. It's a concept that is, you heard of video as a service.
What do I need cash as a service for exactly? I mean, I have cash in
my
wallet.
Because banks hate cash. And banks,
they
will close your company down if you have too much cash.
It's happened.
If you can't explain where the cash is coming from.
Yep.
The underbanked only use cash. So Andreas's question of how do we serve the unbanked, the underbanked? How do we get them get them out of the system? Well, they're already in a great system, a cash-only system. We want to enable them to continue and lower their fees and then bring other people into the cash-only system.
Okay, give me an example of how this works. I mean, what does it mean?
Right. Well,
Let's say I don't have a bank account.
Right.
How does Vault Logic, or will Vault Logic, because now the website's there, but there's nothing really.
It's a placeholder,
You can sign up an email address at vaultlogic.com. But, give me an example of what this is going to look like.
Sure. So the kiosks, ATM-like kiosks. ATM kiosks are everywhere.
Sure.
And these kiosks, the ATM business is slowly dying out, actually. But the kiosk business, and the one where you can pay your bills at a kiosk, your AT&T bills, your Southern California Edison, your T-Mobile top-up bills, your Cricket Wireless, this is how a lot of underbanked and unbanked pay their bills. They can't get bank accounts, or they have fees that are just way too high, or they're not in the system. So these things are making a resurgence as bill pay kiosks. We're going to add a layer of crypto on these things and do bank-grade vaults inside of them so that the poor, the unwashed, the underbanked, unbanked have a place to go. It's not just for them. It's for anybody, really. But they put cash in, pay your bills. Oh, by the way, there's an advertisement for Dash up there. There's an advertisement for crypto up there. When they're ready, we're introducing them to through machines they're already interfacing with to the crypto space. It can help them get loans, peer-to-peer loans. We can help them pay their bills.
So,
savings now becomes
possible.
All right,
so let me give an example here, and there is a question at the end. So I want to pay my phone bill that's $35 and some change. I walk into your machine and I've got two 20s. Slide the two 20s in, pays my $35 and some change. Your machine, is it going to spit back $14 and change to me? Or you said there's going to be ads for crypto. Could I click, I want to just buy $14 worth of Dash with the change?
You eventually, you probably can. The earliest iterations will be you pay your bill, or you use an ATM and pull money out. Mm-hmm. It'll be an ATM machine, possibly, too. Now, these are money service businesses that we're allowing to expose their services.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So we're not the crypto wallet. We're not the ATM server. We're not the bill pay company. But we're allowing them to use our new kiosk to do these things.
So you're the aggregator of these services.
You could say it that way. Which helps us not get licenses in every state. It helps us not pay a lot of fees. And it enables all of these other companies that already exist, that already have money service licenses and businesses, to expose their API services. Oh, by the way, any ATM operator can put their services on our kiosk, too. Competing Bitcoin ATM operators might want to put their service up there as well.
So you're working right now, I would imagine, on designing the hardware side of this?
Oh, yeah. We've got a partner, Maya.tech, already an ATM company. We're putting beefier recyclers into their systems, so it's ins and outs. And that money is tracked very easily, and all the KYC AML is done automatically. Not a libertarian dream.
Anti-money laundering.
But it's still in the system that these people recognize and are familiar with. Right.
Wow. This does sound like it could be a pretty big deal.
Right. And it can be a money-making deal for these people, too. This is where it's really interesting.
For which people?
For the poor. For anybody.
How is the poor person going to make money off of paying their bills?
Well, they're not going to make money off of... They could make money off of paying their bills, actually. Because here's the concept. The ATM machine gets filled, right? It's full now.
Can you tell us the concept in a moment here?
Yes.
We're going to come back with more with Doug Scribner from VaultLogic.com. And we'll continue this discussion here in moments from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. BlockchainNH.com is the website there that you can check out to learn more about the event. And we were told by one of the organizers that there is a videographer who will be recording and uploading all of the speeches,
yes,
as I understand it. So if you missed Doug's speech today, no worries. From what I am told, at some point, I don't know when, it will be available through BlockchainNH.com and whatever YouTube channel they end up putting it on, which I suspect will be something similar, but we don't know that yet. So as soon,
right,
as we find out, we'll certainly let you know. But check out the website, and they've got a Twitter feed as well. Ian and Daryl here in the studio. Packed house. It's warm in here. People are having great conversations, making connections, networking, which is, of course, what's supposed to happen at a conference like this. We get the fun of meeting new people, but also seeing old friends, people who we've had,
yeah,
on a number of times in the past. And just actually, it was cool running into you on the street last night, just because, hey,
yeah,
we're,
I know,
we're in
around
New Hampshire. It's a small place. It's, you see people you know.
Right.
That's just kind of how things are here. Doug Scribner is with us here from VaultLogic.com, brand new site launching fall 2017. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, there will be a token called Vault launching as well.
Is this an ICO?
It's an SAT.
What is that?
Software Application Token.
Tell me what that... Okay, I know you were going to tell us something else.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
I don't know what that is.
But before you tell us what the SAT is that I think I took in high school, you were going to tell us how poor
people...
can
could possibly
make,
or anybody.
Or I'm guessing save money is correct term
make
here.
Money.
This is with your new Vault Logic product, which is going to be a physical machine,
a kiosk
that will allow people to not only have an ATM function, but also like pay their bills with this.
Right.
Unbanked people, non-banked people,
which is very big in Latin American countries. Fewer bank account holders down there, a bigger population unbanked. They do lots of bill pay services at kiosks. So that's a segment we'll be looking at, too, very closely, or moving into, actually.
So this is already being done?
Oh, yeah. It's already been done in the U.S. There are bill pay kiosks all over the place.
So what yours brings to the table that these other ones don't is the crypto aspect?
But also it adds a cash management aspect. The hardest thing for business owners to do is manage cash.
Yep.
People think if they're a BTM, a Bitcoin ATM operator, that they're selling and managing Bitcoin. They're not. They have a cash management problem because no bank likes cash anymore, and they're suspicious of them, and their bank accounts get shut down all the time.
I've had bank accounts get shut down.
Right, exactly. So we've created a system that doesn't use banks. It uses cash. You don't need a bank to pay your bills. You don't need a bank to buy crypto. You don't need a bank to cash checks even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really amazing system that people, and you can still be compliant. Compliant doesn't mean having a bank. It just means following the rules of the man, right?
So, right. Anyway, so there are, you know, the check cashing services that we charge $3 if it's under a certain amount, or 2% if it's over Y.
Right, right.
And, you know, that really winds up, you know, taking a big chunk of money from the unbanked and the underbanked.
Right, exactly. Right. So here's an interesting opportunity for them. When these kiosks fill with cash, where does the cash go? It's not going to a bank. Well, there's another kiosk across town that is low on cash, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get the cash, instead of going through a bank, from this kiosk to that kiosk?
An armored truck?
That's what we used to use.
You know a guy.
Right. Well, that used to be you had to hire Brinks. That takes a lot of money out of these small businesses
that
we're trying to move cash around. Well, what if we empower users to move the cash for us, smaller amounts? So one machine will spit out cash. And in doing so, if you're going to buy the cash from us, we buy and sell cash. You're going to buy the cash from us.
All right.
But we're going to sell it to you. $500 worth of cash, and we're going to sell it to you and spit out $510 worth of cash because you've done us a favor by removing some of it.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to drive over to the machine that needs the cash, and you're going to put it into this machine, and it's going to pay you again because it needs the cash.
Wow.
Now you have a network of self-balancing.
But you're also basically trusting that somebody is going to deliver the cash for you.
And we don't care if they take it and go to Mexico because they bought it from us using an internal accounting token. So it's a hard to wrap your head around. It's a bigger system than just what I've explained. But that is a way people can gamify.
So it's not just you handing me $510 and saying, hey, Daryl, take this across the street.
Right.
And if I don't take it across the street, you're out $500.
It might be. And that's okay because you had a token to begin with. When you put the cash in, you get back an accounting token. Big deal. I got an accounting token. What can I do with it? Well, I can now balance the cash in the system. So it starts off with a poor person, perhaps, seeing an opportunity. I've got $100 in my pocket. I'm going to get it back. In fact, I'm going to get more back when I drive across town to put it in there. So it's going to be worth it for me to do this cash. Uber drivers can do this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, you know, there may be, these would be members. So these are vetted members already.
You're crowdsourcing cash management is what you're
doing. In a way,
you
could say it that way. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
And then eventually, I got to get cash from the Minneapolis Mall of America system over to Wisconsin. It's a longer drive.
Pony Express.
But someone might be going that way anyway.
Sure.
So
helps pay for the gas.
Exactly.
Well, so it's kind of like the rideshare section of Craigslist.
Yeah,
only
Uberizing
money
cash management is another way of saying it.
What's the term for that?
I don't know.
You know, the guy, that like the bicycle courier.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
A courier sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And there's not a lot of risk for us. There may be risk for the guy with the cash, but no one knows he has it, you know. You know, and then our app will alert people of the opportunities in the city. It's like, oh, this machine is low, this machine is high. You know, and
so
they can,
an entrepreneurial person
right,
could go and just service all of them.
Right. And now that's just one system of cash balancing. There's an internal system, too, where it's like, hey, this machine needs cash. So another way of getting cash into the system would be to sell Bitcoin at a better rate.
Okay.
So Bitcoin guys, you know, I'm going to drive an extra 10 minutes to go to this other machine because I'm going to get a better deal when I buy the Bitcoin. And you can do the same thing on the other side. I'm going to sell Bitcoin at a different rate. And there's, you know, that's another way of internally balancing the system.
Huh.
It's kind of amazing, really. It's and so it's almost like steampunk Bitcoin. My partner came up with that term.
Bitcoin and a lot of moves on rails or something.
An arbitrage, right? Yeah. If Bitcoin moves on electronic rails, cash can move on cash rails.
That is cool, man. And so, what's expected? You say you're launching in fall 2017. What are you expecting to launch? I mean, what's the first step?
We actually have a machine in a location in San Diego that's our beta test, and we're going to have 30 new ones created with the better equipment. And the recyclers.
Uh-huh.
This is ins and outs.
Those are cash recyclers.
Cash recyclers, right. Bank grade cash recyclers. And those are coming off the assembly line in LA in the next month.
Are they all going into California in the same area?
I want to put one in the Bitcoin shop. I'm going to put some in Utah. Minneapolis Mall of America is one of my possible locations.
Huh.
I've already talked to them. It's very expensive, but it might be worth it.
Wow. That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sure
it will require a certain... and then any Bitcoin operator can say, hey, I want to expose my services on these machines.
Uh-huh.
And they may want our machine in their network. And they're a little more expensive, but the bill pay services and the revenue that they get out of these other services more than makes up for the higher expense. And they don't buy the machines. This is very important. They lease them from us.
I see.
Right. And that comes with our maintenance. That comes with our KYC AML policies.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is exciting.
Very exciting.
Sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, very, very exciting. And I'm thinking that you need to talk to Chris Reitman about this.
I will have to do that.
Yeah, good guy. Well, definitely, if you haven't met Chris Reitman yet, he's our Thursday night co-host.
Oh.
Actually, I think he's about to go speak right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to go check that out, too. Doug Scribner, I'm sure you're going to be telling us more about this as the ball gets rolling. Over at vaultlogic.com, you can get your email signed up there, and you'll be informed as to maybe you've got a storefront or you want to get involved or invest, or I don't know. It sounds very, very, very cool. So Doug Scribner from vaultlogic.com, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Great to be here as usual, guys.
Always.
Really appreciate it.
And congratulations on your first speech at a
Bitcoin
conference.
That's right. It was my first talk. I mean, I've spoken before at the video YouTube ones about Watch My Bit, but this is this is fun.
All right. More coming up here from New Hampshire at the Free State Bitcoin or Blockchain Conference.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, dollars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We are here wrapping out the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Actually, we just finished watching Chris Reitman's excellent speech.
Yes, about the sort of the various people that come into his location to buy or use cryptocurrency.
Right, and Chris runs a local goods shop in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. He was talking about the different customers, the kinds of people that are coming in, what level of knowledge they have about cryptocurrency. He said 90% of people have heard of Bitcoin and about 5% have heard of anything else.
Right.
Any of the other cryptocurrencies. Paige Peterson is joining us here on Free Talk Live.
And she works for one of the anything else.
She does. For
That's
Zcash.
True.
Hey, Paige.
Yep. Hi. Thanks
it's
for having me.
It's been probably a couple years maybe, or probably at least a year since you've been on Free Talk Live. Maybe longer.
I don't quite remember.
Yeah, me
but
neither.
It's probably been about 2 years, a year and a half.
Yeah, because I don't think we had you on at Somalia Fest this year.
No,
or
I was not.
Or at Pork Fest.
Yeah.
But you've moved to New Hampshire. Since we last talked to you.
Yes, officially resident of New Hampshire and the Free State Project.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, I'm so happy.
Were you in California before? Where were
I
you
was,
before?
Yeah, San Francisco area.
That's a
area.
Big change, huh?
I grew up in Massachusetts, so
oh, okay.
This is home.
So you're coming home.
Yeah.
But more free.
Yeah,
Massachusetts.
But more free.
Nowhere
yeah.
near as
north
as
of
good.
The wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
I was living in Nashua for a while, actually, and it kind of like had that Massachusetts feel to it still.
They call
like,
it Boston
I need to, like,
North.
Yeah, I need to like get a little bit more inward.
Where'd you end up after that? Where are you
A little west in Milford.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so on the way out towards Keene.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, not
cool.
too far.
Right on. And so you're doing Zcash. Listeners who are new to the show or new to Bitcoin, obviously Bitcoin is a decentralized cryptocurrency, but it's not anonymous. It's really not.
No.
I mean, it can be used semi-anonymously in certain ways, but you kind of have to go through extra steps and jump through hoops. Zcash aimed to fix that problem, right?
Correct, yes. So it uses this concept called zero-knowledge proofs to allow the transaction data that's stored in the blockchain to be encrypted, but also verifiable by the node. So, you know, you can still prove that you're not double spending money, but you're also not able to see who the address you're sending from, the address you're sending to, or the amount that's being sent.
And that's what's called a shielded transaction?
Correct, yeah. So we have, because Zcash is a technically a fork of the Bitcoin code base, it uses, you know, the underlying protocol that they built, and then we kind of built this private layer on top, so you can use what we call transparent addresses, which basically act like Bitcoin addresses, or you
can
use
shielded
addresses.
So anybody can see this transaction happened, it went from address A to address Z.
Yeah, it's kind of a temporary, It makes it easier for third-party software to integrate Zcash because it's the transparent addresses are so like Bitcoin. It's like,
right,
you know, just copy what you're doing with Bitcoin and add Zcash. So, and then the next layer of integration would be adding in the shielded addresses. So,
yeah, and so as the sender with Zcash, you still know the address to whom you're sending, even if it's shielded, right?
As the sender, you know the public address of someone's shielded address. So there are public addresses just like with the Bitcoin or transparent addresses. It's just when it gets stored in the blockchain, all that stuff is encrypted before.
Meaning that no one else could possibly look at that transaction.
Correct. There is a way for you to be able to reveal selectively the transaction data to a third party, for example. So, you know, it's not super useful if you want to, private payments are very useful, but you also want to be able to selectively, you know, show, you know, business partners or whomever.
If I want to prove that I made a payment after the fact.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So there's this kind of...
But only the sender has the ability
only
to
the
sen- to do that?
Like, when you make such a payment, it creates this kind of third party or this third key that you can then share with any third party that you want to see the transaction as well.
And Zcash came out, what, a couple years ago now? How long ago?
Just past a year.
Oh, really?
October 29th, 2016.
Okay. And it's in the top 20 or close?
Yeah, it's been kind of, you know, as they all do, fluctuate.
Yeah.
But it is quite interesting that a lot of
currently number 20 at $322 and some change.
All right. You were going to say
that's
no?
That's actually lower than I guess the market's doing weird things the past couple of days, but
yeah.
I've noticed that when articles or, you know, people are writing about the top cryptocurrencies, it's always like, oh, look at the top 10 plus Zcash. So it's like,
yeah.
I think it's because we just don't, like, our market cap isn't as large because we don't have as many coins out because we started a year ago. So there just isn't that many comparatively to other cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, there are only, it looks like, 2.7 million Zcash.
Yeah, we're still in that kind of first 4 year.
Compared with other ones in the top 20, most of them are tens of millions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your competition. Monero, for instance, is a number 11 right now on the charts. It is it came out before Zcash.
It came out pretty early.
And
it used to be called CryptoNote.
Yeah, it was designed on the CryptoNote protocol, which is different from Bitcoin, as I understand it. I'm not a programmer, but they spun that up from zero. Like, that wasn't based on Bitcoin at all.
Right.
Are there some key differences between Monero and
Zcash? There
are. Zcash?
So what the basic concept of Monero is that you take a bunch of other transactions and sort of mix them together. It's kind of like a mixing thing, but it's more sophisticated than your typical, like, coin join type protocol. But in the end, you're using these things called mixins to obfuscate your transaction with, 10
with
or
others.
20 other transactions. The difference between that and Zcash is Zcash you can sort of see that pool of transactions that it's mixed in with Monero as a anonymity set. So, like, it's the size of this pool that your transaction could be. Mm-hmm. With Monero, it's, you know, anywhere between, like, 5 or 20 transactions, perhaps. With Zcash, this anonymity set is as large as there are shielded addresses. So, you're not, like, mixing with any other transactions. You're just shielding your transaction, and it could be, it could originate or be sent to any of the shielded addresses in the system. So if you, you know, it, which is thousands and thousands. So the benefit of Zcash is that this pool that your transaction could be a part of is much larger than there than that of Monero.
And that makes it more secure, or
it makes it harder to kind of de-link and like kind of attempt to figure out
So let me see if I can understand this and put it in a slightly different way.
Mm-hmm.
If me, you, Ian, and the half a dozen people standing in the room right now all go to the grocery store and we make cash transactions and we get a receipt and we just throw all the receipts in a bag.
Yep.
It's kind of the same to where nobody knows whose receipt was whose, except you know your receipt.
Right. Yeah, so that's the concept of an anonymity set. With Zcash, it's kind of like all of the people that have ever gone to that grocery store, perhaps. It's just
so much bigger.
It's just much larger. You could kind of, you know, I'm obviously biased, but there's, you know, there, Monero has been around for a while, and it's been, like, proven that it works pretty well. So there are benefits of Monero, and, like, Zcash has more advanced cryptography, which means that it's a little more experimental. Like, it hasn't had, it hasn't stood the test of, like, a decade of, like, trying to be, the cryptography trying to be broken. That said, we do have, like, expert cryptographers that built the system, so.
Now, Zcash is a company?
Zcash is a company, and there's also Zcash Foundation. So it's kind of the company is really useful and has been really useful for kind of traditional bootstrapping of developments. We were able to get, before the protocol launched, we were able to get $3 million or so in investment, just like traditional investment. We didn't have to do the ICO thing, which we're actually extremely happy we didn't do at this point, because all that stuff is getting all chaotic and regulatory.
Zcash has probably the best website of any crypto. It's z.cash.
That's easy.
Very easy.
Very convenient.
It's one of the few that only has like one or two things before the dot.
Yep. And similarly, the foundation website is z.cash.foundation.
Paige, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. It's great to see
you.
Congratulations on your move to New Hampshire. And that wraps up our appearance at the Blockchain NH, or BlockchainNH.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.